Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
We could try to explain what it's like to get your work done on a John Deere mower, compact tractor, or Gator XUV. But to really understand the feeling, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the Money Girl Podcast. This is a weekly show where I help you master your money, live rich, and love the journey. No matter if you're young and just starting out or are a real veteran, I promise to give you the answers, tools, and resources you need to turbocharge your financial life. But if you have a question, the places I check most often are my contact page at lauradadams.com and also inside my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Debt. If you'd like an invitation to join this awesome group that's just for this community, send me a text message. Text GROUP 400, that's GROUP 400, to the number 33444. And today, I've got a great show for you where we're going to dig into the nitty-gritty of common questions about Roth retirement accounts. This show is for everyone who's curious about how these accounts work, or if you've been thinking about getting one but aren't sure how. Or you might have one already, but still have some unanswered questions about it. And some of you likely have a Roth as an option at work, but don't know if you should take advantage of it. So we're going to cover all of these situations, and we'll get into some really specific rules and numbers. So be sure to pay close attention or listen to the show a second time if you need a review. Although the Roth rules can seem confusing, it's worth your time to understand them because Roth accounts are loaded with money-saving benefits. I want you to take advantage of every opportunity to grow your wealth inside of a retirement account. So in this episode, I'll answer six top frequently asked questions about Roths, and I'll also give you a free resource that you can download with the best places to open up your Roth or even your traditional IRA. So let's talk about why I'm so big on retirement accounts. The reason they are a really big deal and should be a cornerstone of your finances is because they save you a huge amount of tax. By cutting both capital gains and income taxes, you get to keep as much of your money invested as possible so that your account earnings are as big as possible. Obviously, the bigger your account earnings, the more income you'll have to spend in retirement, so you can enjoy the lifestyle that you're dreaming of and what you really want to do in the future. Let's say you begin investing for retirement when you're 25 years old using a taxable, non-retirement brokerage account. If you contribute $5,000 every year until you retire at age 70, and let's say you get a moderate return of 7%, you'd accumulate about $900,000. Not bad, right? Now, while that sounds terrific, I want you to consider this. If you invested that same amount using a Roth IRA instead, you'd have over $1.5 million, or an additional $600,000 to spend in retirement. That's the difference using a tax-advantaged retirement account can make in your life. And I'll explain more about how they work in a moment. There are many different types of retirement accounts that you can get, no matter if you're an individual, an employee, or you're self-employed. But they all fall into one of two main types. So think about these as main umbrellas or even buckets that all retirement accounts must fit into. They're either going to be a traditional account or a Roth account. So a traditional retirement account would include a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k or 403b or even a 457 plan that some of you may have at work. These allow your investment to grow tax deferred. What that means is you don't pay tax on your contributions or earnings until they're withdrawn in the future. You generally can't withdraw money until you reach age 59 and a half without paying income tax plus a 10% early withdrawal penalty. But you must begin taking withdrawals after you turn age 70 and a half, unless you've got a workplace retirement plan and you're still working at that age. And the other type of account that we're going to get into a lot more detail about in this podcast is a Roth. These are going to include the Roth IRA, a Roth 401k, a Roth 403b, or 457. These allow your investments to grow tax-free. So with these, you pay tax up front on your contributions, but you owe no additional tax on contributions or their earnings when you take withdrawals in the future. This is true as long as you've had the account for at least 5 years. With a Roth, you're never required to make withdrawals like you are with a traditional account. So you can contribute after age 70 and a half, and your account can grow tax-free for your entire life if you wish. The only limitation is that if you exceed an annual income threshold, you become ineligible to make contributions to a Roth IRA. I'll explain more in one of the Roth questions that we're going to cover. Now that you know the basic differences between Roth and traditional retirement accounts, let's jump into the 6 frequently asked questions. Roth question number 1. This one comes from Christine. She says, I'm 34 years old and have a traditional IRA of $65,000 that I recently rolled over from a retirement account with a previous employer. I believe that having a Roth IRA would be a good option for me. Should I convert my traditional IRA into a Roth IRA or just start feeding a brand new Roth account? Thanks for sending this, Christine. This is a great question. Since funds in a traditional retirement account are pre-tax and those in a Roth must be post-tax, making a Roth conversion means you've got to settle up a big tax bill with the federal government. For instance, let's say Christine's average income tax rate is 25%. She'd owe $16,250 in taxes for the year she makes a Roth conversion. In other words, if she converts $65,000, that amount gets added to her taxable income for the year, and applying that 25% rate means she's got a huge tax hit of $16,250. Let's say she doesn't have that money in savings or in a non-retirement investment. If she has to tap the IRA to pay this conversion tax, she'd also have to pay an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty since she's younger than age 59 and a half. Not a good idea. So my recommendation is not to do a Roth conversion. As long as you don't make too much money to be eligible for a Roth IRA, you can open one up and begin making contributions. Let's talk about these income thresholds for Roth IRAs. For 2015, if you're married and file taxes jointly, you become ineligible to make Roth IRA contributions when your household income exceeds $193,000. If you're single, the income limit is $131,000. And by the way, even if your income is too high to contribute to a Roth IRA, there is still a way to create one called a backdoor Roth. To learn more, don't miss a recent podcast I did called 5 Steps to Create a Backdoor Roth IRA. It's podcast number 394. Roth question number 2. This comes from Tatiana, who says, my company 401k doesn't have a Roth option, but I'd like them to offer one. If they adopt a Roth, do they have to drop the traditional 401k or the company match? And what's the best way to approach my employer about this? Thanks, Tatiana. This is great. More employers are adding the Roth option to their retirement plans. Unlike a Roth IRA, with a Roth 401k or 403b, there's no annual income limit that you have to stay under to qualify, which is a huge benefit. So those income cutoffs that I just mentioned for a Roth IRA don't apply to a Roth account at work. Companies that establish a Roth have to offer it in addition to a traditional retirement account, not in exchange for it. And the two accounts must be kept completely separate. You can contribute to either a traditional 401k, a Roth 401k, or to both. Having a Roth does not affect an employer's ability to offer a match. However, those contributions must always go into your traditional 401k on a pre-tax basis instead of into your Roth account. To lobby for a Roth 401k at work, I'd ask your benefits administrator or human resources contact if they have any future plans to add a Roth. By his or her response, you can gauge what they know about these accounts or any changes that may already be in process. Many companies have an annual benefits meeting or webinar where you can ask questions. That's a great time to publicly express your interest in expanding your benefit to include the Roth option.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Okay, back to our Roth questions. Question number three comes from Joe. He says, can I contribute to a Roth IRA in addition to a traditional IRA? The answer is yes, you can contribute to both a traditional and a Roth IRA in the same year, as long as you don't exceed the total annual contribution limit. For 2015, you can contribute a total of $5,500. Now, if you're over age 50, you can contribute $6,500, and that's to one or both of the accounts. For example, you could contribute $2,000 to a traditional IRA and $3,500 to a Roth IRA, or any proportion you like. But as I previously mentioned, to make contributions to a Roth IRA, you can't exceed annual income limits. If you become ineligible to contribute to a Roth IRA in the future, it's not a problem. You can still manage your investments the exact same way. And if your income falls below the annual limit down the road, you can begin contributing again. Roth question number four. Adam asks, can I contribute to an IRA in addition to my retirement plan at work? Thanks for this, Adam. When you have a retirement plan at work, you can also contribute to a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, or to both. However, there is a downside you should know about. If you earn over an annual threshold, the tax deduction for your traditional IRA may be limited. Here are the 2015 annual income limits for getting a full deduction from a traditional IRA when you also have a retirement plan at work. If you're married filing jointly or a qualifying widower, you can earn up to $98,000. If you're married filing separately, you can earn up to $10,000. And if you're single or head of household, you can earn up to $61,000. So if your modified adjusted gross income is higher than these amounts, you can still contribute to a traditional IRA. However, you may get a partial or no tax deduction for those contributions. There's another restriction if your spouse has a retirement plan at work, but you don't, and you contribute to a traditional IRA. In that case, you can only get the full deduction if your household income is less than $183,000. I know these numbers are really difficult, especially in an audio podcast. If you want to review them, be sure to go to the show notes for this podcast. Just go to the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Again, if your income is higher than these annual limits that I mentioned, you can still contribute to a traditional IRA, but you won't get to claim the full tax deduction. But none of these limitations apply to a Roth IRA because those contributions are not tax deductible. As long as you don't earn too much to contribute to a Roth IRA in the first place, you can max out both a Roth IRA and a workplace retirement plan every year and get 100% of the tax benefit. Roth question number 5. This comes from an anonymous podcast listener who says, can I roll over my workplace retirement account at a previous employer into a Roth IRA? You can only roll over workplace accounts into like accounts without triggering a tax consequence. For instance, you can roll over a traditional 401k into a traditional IRA and a Roth 401k into a Roth IRA. Moving money from a traditional workplace account into a Roth IRA would be considered a Roth conversion. As I mentioned in the first question we covered, I generally don't recommend doing that since it can be a huge amount of additional income tax to pay. Roth question number 6. This one doesn't come from a specific listener because I get it so often that I just wanted to bring it up here as a general question to review. And the question is, how much can I contribute to a Roth 401k? The answer is the combined amount that employees can contribute to their Roth or traditional workplace plans for 2015 is $18,000. Or if you're over age 50, you can contribute $24,000. You can max out either type of account or split your contributions between them in any proportion, as long as you don't exceed that annual allowable limit. Since taxes are one of the biggest expenses we have, using a variety of retirement accounts is a terrific way to cut those taxes. Traditional accounts let you cut them now, and Roth accounts allow you to cut them in retirement. Both a Roth 401k and a Roth IRA are smart choices for young people who are making less money and are in a lower tax bracket now than they're likely to be in the future. That's because paying a lower tax rate now rather than a higher one later makes sense. But even if you make too much for a Roth IRA, the Roth 401k at work is still a great option for older, higher-paid workers who just want to avoid a huge tax bill in retirement. Or if you're not completely sold on a Roth, you can split your contributions between both types of accounts. That's a great strategy that gives you income tax diversification in retirement. If you want to learn more about the pros and cons of different types of retirement accounts, I created a handy one-page reference tool called the Retirement Account Comparison Chart. You can get this download by visiting the tools page at lauradadams.com or by sending me a text message. Just text the word RETIRE to the number 33444. Again, send RETIRE to the number 33444 and you'll get it right away. If you're looking for products, tools, and services for different areas of your financial life, such as banking, borrowing, saving, investing, or productivity, you'll see it all when you visit my tools page at lauradadams.com or go directly to lauradadams.com/tools. I'm so glad you're listening. We actually have a lot of new podcast listeners that have come on board recently, so I want to say a big welcome to everyone who's new. I really appreciate your feedback and your comments. A great way to let me know what you think about the show is to review it in iTunes. It's really easy and quick, and it helps other new listeners find the show and figure out what it's all about. So I'll talk to you next week. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.